Operational work involves getting things done efficiently, where your focus is on the everyday, maintaining capacities and functions of your group or network. This would usually be the kind of person comfortable operating a scrum team or project management, where the focus is on the internal team. For networks, this is certainly about making sure everyone can operate within their roles, is empowered and accountable. Personal networking is about enhancing personal and professional development. Often this is about your own development, but can also be used to bring together previously unconnected dots, laying the ground for better communication and collaboration by providing referrals, information, and contacts. This is the kind of person who is comfortable at a networking event or conference, where the focus is on individuals and connectivity. To move into strategic networking, there needs to be some initial work in figuring out the impact of change, future priorities, and challenges to operations, so that stakeholders can be approached with intention rather than by happenstance at a networking event. The goal is then not only to make a connection, but to get support and commitment to your strategy. Strategic networkers push forward innovation while dispersing power and influence, which should be the focus of a resilient and sustainable network. What differentiates a leader from a manager, the research tells us, is the ability to figure out where to go and to enlist the people and groups necessary to get there. Recruiting stakeholders, lining up allies and sympathisers, and diagnosing the political landscape and brokering conversations among unconnected parties are all part of a leader's job. As they step up to the leadership transition, some managers accept their growing dependence on others and seek to transform it into a mutual influence. And then other people dismiss that as too political and as a result undermine their ability to advance their goals. Strategic networking can be difficult for emerging leaders, because it absorbs a significant amount of the time and energy that managers usually devote to meeting their many operational demands. And this is one reason why managers drop their strategic networking precisely when they need it most. So the trick is not to hide in the operational or personal network, but to develop it into a more strategic one.